The Mammoth Hunters by Gene M. Owl. Copyright 1985 by Gene M. Owl. All rights reserved. Author's dedication. For Marshall, who has become a man to be proud of. And for Beverly, who helped. And for Christopher, Brian, and Melissa, with love. Chapter 1. Trembling with fear, Ayla clung to the tall man beside her as she watched the strangers approach. Jandalar put his arm around her protectively, but she still shook. "He's so big," Ayla thought, gaping at the man in the lead, the one with hair and beard the color of fire. She had never seen anyone so big. He even made Jandalar seem small, though the man who held her towered over most men. The red-haired man coming toward them was more than tall. He was huge, a bear of a man. His neck bulged. His chest could have filled out two ordinary men. His massive biceps matched most men's thighs. Ayla glanced at Jandalar and saw no fear in his face, but his smile was guarded. They were strangers, and in his long travels, he had learned to be wary of strangers. "I don't recall seeing you before," the big man said without preamble. "What camp are you from?" He did not speak Jandalar's language, Ayla noticed, but one of the others he had been teaching her.
"No camp," Jandalar said. "We are not Mamutoi."
He unclasped Ayla and took a step forward, holding out both hands, palms upward, showing he was hiding nothing, in the greeting of friendliness.
"I am Jandalar of the Zelandanyi."
The hands were not accepted.
"Zelandanyi? That's a strange... Wait, weren't there two foreign men staying with those river people that live to the west? It seems to me the name I heard was something like that."
"Yes, my brother and I lived with them," Jandalar conceded.
The man with a flaming beard looked thoughtful for a while. Then, unexpectedly, he lunged for Jandalar and grabbed the tall blonde man in a bump.